There came a day when Gandalf could not be found, and the companions wondered what was going forward. But Gandalf took Aragorn out from the city by night, and he brought him to the southern feet of Mount Mindolwin. And there they found a path made in ages past that few now dared to tread, for it led up onto the mountain to a high hollow where only the kings had been wont to go. And they went up by steep ways until they came to a high field below the snows that clad the lofty peaks, and it looked down over the precipice that stood behind the city. And standing there they surveyed the lands, for the morning was come. And they saw the towers of the city far below them, like white pencils touched by the sunlight. And all the vale of Anduin was like a garden, and the mountains of shadow were veiled in a golden mist. Upon the one side their sight reached to the grey Emin Wheel, and the glint of Rauros was like a star twinkling far off. And upon the other side they saw the river like a ribbon laid down to Pelargir, and beyond that was a light on the hem of the sky that spoke of the sea. And Gandalf said,
"This is your realm, and the heart of the greater realm that shall be. The third age of the world is ended, and the new age is begun, and it is your task to order its beginning and to preserve what may be preserved. For though much has been saved, much must now pass away, and the power of the three rings also is ended, and all the lands that you see, and those that lie round about them, shall be dwellings of men, for the time comes of the dominion of men, and the elder kindred shall fade or depart."
"I know it well, dear friend," said Aragorn, "but I would still have your counsel."
"Not for long now," said Gandalf. "The third age was my age. I was the enemy of Sauron, and my work is finished. I shall go soon. The burden must lie now upon you and your kindred."
"But I shall die," said Aragorn, "for I am a mortal man, and though being what I am, and of the race of the West unmingled, I shall have life far longer than other men, yet that is but a little while. And when those who are now in the wombs of women are born and have grown old, I too shall grow old. And who then shall govern Gondor, and those who look to this city as to their queen, if my desire be not granted? The tree in the court of the fountain is still withered and barren. When shall I see a sign that it will ever be otherwise?